Teaching in the Digital Age, Ethics and Responsibility. Hi, and welcome to EduTalks, your go-to space for reflections on modern education. I'm Nida Asubhin, and today we are diving into the ethical responsibilities of using technology in the classroom, a topic that's more important than ever. In today's classrooms, digital tools are everywhere, from tablets and learning apps to AI and cloud-based platforms. Technology can make learning more creative, collaborative, and personalized, but it also raises big questions. How do we protect students' privacy? How do we ensure all learners benefit equally? And how do we teach students to be responsible digital citizens? Let's start with student privacy. Every time we use an app or platform that collects students' data, like names, grades, or behavior patterns, we have a duty to make sure that data is stored safely and used ethically. Scottish Borders Council 2023. This means following data protection regulations and being transparent with students and parents. Then there is child safeguarding. As students spend more time in digital spaces, the risks such as cyberbullying or access to harmful content become more pronounced. According to HOPES 2017, digital literacy education must include teaching learners how to navigate these risks safely and responsibly. We also need to talk about digital citizenship. It's not just about knowing how to use devices. It's about using them ethically and critically. HOPES 2017 emphasized that students need to learn how to evaluate media messages, communicate respectfully online, and understand their digital footprint. And finally, equitable access. Not every student has access to Wi-Fi, tablets, or a quiet space at home. Hord and Jamieson, 2005, remind us that technological advancements are never neutral. They often reflect and reinforce social inequalities. As educators, we have responsibility to bridge this gap and make sure technology serves all learners, not just the privileged few. What does this mean? Learning about these issues has expanded how I understand digital literacy. It's not just a technical skill, it's a civic, ethical, and educational responsibility. As HOPES 2017 asks, digital literacy involves using media to create, reflect, and act in the world. For me, this means thinking more deeply about how I integrate technology and how I prepare students to thrive in a digital society. Blosky, 2022, takes this even further, suggesting that as machines become more embedded in education and life, our very sense of identity and humanity evolves. The classroom becomes a space not only for learners, for learning, but for negotiating our place in an increasingly post-human world. That's it for today, Abizet. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this helpful, feel free to share or reach out with your thoughts. Until next time, stay aware, stay ethical, and keep teaching with heart. Thank you. Bye-bye.